My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm very happy to be joined right now by Stephen Ellis, who's with the Daily Faceoff, joining me here. Stephen, first off, I appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the broadcast. Want to get your thoughts right off the bat in terms of what you're seeing from the group of Sabres prospects participating here in this year's tournament.
Well, you could see a lot of chemistry there. You could see a lot of these guys have obviously played together in the AHL. There's some familiarity there. A ton of skill. You know, in this tournament, there's definitely different levels of talent. But when it comes to the Sabres, this is one of the deepest prospect pools in the NHL, and we're seeing that today where they're cycling the puck well. They're doing really well in their own zone. And look at the shots, 35-13. They're making it hard on Columbus, which on their own is one of the best prospect pools in the league.
When you look at the top prospect group for the Sabres, as you mentioned, there's five first-rounders playing this year. Of the five there, I mean, who was the standout player for you right off the bat through the first 40 minutes?
Yeah, it's got to be Jiří Kulich, you know, the guy that you really want to see take that next step up forward. And just so talented, so skilled. That was a great shot. And it's been kind of a game of seeing these the big guys score, because Gavin Brantley went out there and scored. And, like, to mention just how much talent there is. Like, we're ignoring the fact there's no Brody Ziemer, there's no Adam Kleber, the college guys aren't here, and they're still looking this good.
Right. I mean, of the other four first-round prospects, who are you most excited to watch here? There's a good plethora of talent here, but, you know, all of them are going to get a good look as they're all trying to fight their way and battling towards kind of supplanting themselves, whether it's here in Buffalo to start the year or whether it's going to be in Rochester to start the year as well.
Well, Noah Olsland's one that I'm really excited to see. You know, a guy I hadn't seen in person, but I've seen a lot of clips. You see how quick, how dynamic he is. And we're already watching him on the power play. He looks so confident out there. He's doing really well with that open space. And I think that that's a guy that probably is going to need a year in Rochester, but I think he's going to go out there and really impress. Konsa Hellenius, I remember talking to guys at the U18s and saying, like, that's the one guy that outside of maybe, you know, Celebrini and maybe a couple guys at the top, looked ready to make the NHL right away. It'll be interesting to see if he gets a couple games there, because he's so smart. He's already looked good against pros. You know, the Finnish league's really strong, and we're seeing him between the development camp a couple months ago and then now this, a guy that just looks like he's hungry for the puck.
Defensively, we're seeing Ryan Johnson, a first-round pick back in 2019, so he's an older prospect, but he played four straight years of college and then made the jump professionally. And then you got others like Vsevolod Komarov, you've got Nikita Novikov. Anybody from the defensive group that really stands out to you in this prospect pool and who may make an impact in the NHL sooner rather than later?
Well, you got to look at Johnson for sure, a guy that, you know, is older. He's got that NHL experience already, so you'd kind of expect a lot from him, but he's looking so smart out there, really calm with the puck. I remember watching him a couple years ago. He was making a bit more mistakes trying to make quicker plays. I think he's slowing things down now and playing at a better pace for him, and that alone has made him, I think, one of the better players in this game, because he's just, it seems like Columbus is attacking him, but he's not falling under pressure. He's not making bad passes. He's making smart ones.
When you watch this Sabres prospect group, I know that you had made mention earlier they're one of the best. Where would you rank their group overall atop, I mean, with the rest of the league? I mean, are they still a top 10 team? Are they still in that range? I mean, there's probably going to be a couple prospects that will graduate eventually. We'd all like to see that, because they're developing properly, but where would you rank them right now?
Yeah, this is a team that's in the top five right now, and I think because you've got a lot of skill at every level. Like, again, I mentioned some of the guys that are not here, and those are very key players. I thought Adam Kleber looked outstanding at the development camp. I'm a big Brody Ziemer fan. I think he's going to be a big part of that U.S. World Junior team. But then, you know, Devin Levi, You know, he's still part of this pipeline, and that's really exciting, especially when you look at the fact that Lou Okunin looked so good last year. Can have two really good young goalies going out there. So they're still a top five in the league. I think that there's just, you know, obviously this is a team that wants to take a step forward sooner rather than later, and going out there and trading Matthew Savoy to go and get a piece that helps that now is good, but they've got the talent to go out there and I think be really competitive for the long run.
And I'll ask you my last question on the NHL group, the players that we already know are going to be there. We got a couple of guys that might be fighting for a spot here, but the team that they're looking to put on the ice in Buffalo here with Lindy Ruff coming back, being the head coach once again here in Buffalo, how do you see the Sabres stacking up this year, and do you see a path where they could make the playoffs and break the longest playoff drought in NHL history?
I do, and I think, you know, this is a franchise that wants to see that happen sooner rather than later, but a couple of those young pieces, whether it be Jack Quinn, whether it be J.J. Paterka, Owen Power, now a few years under their belt to go out there and be even more impactful players. And, you know, if you get Rasmus Dahlin playing as good as we know he's capable of, a big season out of Tage Thompson, and like guys like that, you know, this is a team that's definitely capable of challenging for a playoff spot. I think they're going to be in it more than we've seen in the past couple of years, but it is a very, very challenging division.
Steven, tell us where people can find you, where to follow you on social media to get all the latest information from you.
Yeah, so on Twitter, I'll be, or X, I'll be posting all my thoughts out throughout this tournament at SLS Hockey and dailyfaceoff.com. I'll be doing all the prospects.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.